Being once pursued by a whale, which he had wounded, he parried the assault for some time with a lance, but the furious monster at length rushed on the boat, himself and comrades only being preserved by leaping into the water when they saw the onset was inevitable.
From the Missionary Journal of Tyerman and Bennett. Nantucket itself, said Mr. Webster, is a very striking and peculiar portion of the national interest. There is a population of 8,000 or 9,000 persons living here in the sea, adding largely every year to the national wealth by the boldest and most persevering industry.
From the report of Daniel Webster's speech in the U.S. Senate on the application for the erection of a breakwater at Nantucket, 1828. The whale fell directly over him and probably killed him in a moment.
From The Whale and His Captors, or The Whaleman's Adventures and the Whale's Biography, gathered on the home and cruise of the Commodore Preble by Reverend Henry T. Cheever.
If you make the least damn bit of noise, replied Samuel, I will send you to hell.
From Life of Samuel Comstock, the Mutineer, by his brother William Comstock, another version of the Whale Ship Globe narrative. The voyages of the Dutch and English to the Northern Ocean, in order, if possible, to discover a passage through it to India, though they failed of their main object, laid open the haunts of the whale.
From McCulloch's Commercial Dictionary. These things are reciprocal. The ball rebounds, only to bound forward again. For now, in laying open the haunts of the whale, the whalemen seem to have indirectly hit upon new clues to that same mystic Northwest Passage.
From Something Unpublished. It is impossible to meet a whale ship on the ocean without being struck by her mere appearance. The vessel under short sail, with lookouts at the mastheads, eagerly scanning the wide expanse around them, has a totally different air from those engaged in a regular voyage.
From Currents and Whaling. Pedestrians in the vicinity of London and elsewhere may recollect having seen large curved bones set upright in the earth, either to form arches over gateways or entrances to alcoves, and they may perhaps have been told that these were the ribs of whales.
From Tales of a Whale Voyager to the Arctic Ocean. It was not till the boats returned from the pursuit of these whales that the whites saw their ship in bloody possession of the savages and rolled among the crew.
From a newspaper account of the taking and retaking of the whale ship Hobomack. It's generally well known that out of the crews of whaling vessels, American, few ever return in the ships on board of which they departed.
From Cruise in a Whaleboat. Suddenly, a mighty mass emerged from the water and shot up perpendicularly into the air. It was the whale.
From Miriam Coffin, or The Whale Fisherman. The whale is harpooned, to be sure, but bethink you how you would manage a powerful, unbroken colt with the mere appliance of a rope tied to the root of his tail?
From A Chapter on Whaling in Ribs and Trucks. On one occasion, I saw two of these monsters, whales, probably male and female, slowly swimming, one after the other, within less than a stone's throw of the shore, Tierra del Fuego, over which the beech tree extended its branches.
From Darwin's Voyage of a Naturalist. "Stern all!" exclaimed the mate, as upon turning his head he saw the distended jaws of a large sperm whale close to the head of the boat, threatening it with instant destruction. "Stern all! For your lives!"
From Wharton, the Whale Killer. "So be cheery, my lads, let your hearts never fail, while the bold harpooner is striking the whale."
From Nantucket's Song.